replay it, you'll hear me. I'm like, hey, that went over.
Brian Boudelier was about as fast as about as full speed as possible, and I'm trying to slow him down, and like I honestly thought it was gone off the bat, believe it or
did
not.
You?
When it left me past me, I'm like, this is definitely gone. And I was giving him crap last weekend because the JVs played at Tappany Field at Veterans Park, and I think he had three last weekend in the JV game, but that feels a little shorter there. So
just a little. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I was giving him crap earlier. I said that was that at Dixon or Tappany, and so. Yeah, good for him, and he's taking advantage of his opportunity to get some time, and that's what you do. So,
well, you're able to do a few little things right better, getting Chu put down two nice bunts, and just incredible play by Ben Johnson at shortstop today. Three of them, that was maybe the best game he's played defensively.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all three of those plays. I don't know which one was the best. They were all three phenomenal plays. So good for him, Benny. Nobody works any harder than Ben. I was hoping the one he just missed, I thought he was going to get one of these days. He's going to the top of that cell tower, I can tell you. So, it's been weird at this field. How many times we do maybe once a year where the wind's blowing out, and I think we've had four or five games this year where the wind's been blowing out a little bit, and it definitely doesn't hurt the cause a little bit. So, it's nice to see real baseball today. Not that we didn't play real baseball last weekend, but in general, a couple little snafus. And, you know, Nick Chu came in and did a phenomenal job, picked up Brody Eisen. Brody Eisen, he struggled. It is what it is. He's a freshman, and that happens sometimes. And I didn't think I would get that from Brody just because, you know, we threw him out against Green Bay Notre Dame, which is one of the top teams in Wisconsin, and he handled it well. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things happened. And like I said, somebody else picked him up. And you know what? That's baseball. That's what you do, though. Somebody's down, and you pick him up. And, you know, Rimco's not, you know, not that we were down, obviously, but, you know, what a huge hit from Ashton at a key point. And, you know, those are some of the things we've been missing, that key hit when, you know, to help separate and pull away from teams. And so a little better job of that today. Obviously, Benny three times, too. So the last one, I'm like, I don't know where. It just kind of landed in no man's land. But the other ones were hit really hard.
They sure were. And I give Nick Chu a lot of credit. He got caught stealing third base, and I'm standing there watching you talking to him. I'm like, okay. You know, it's gonna be.
I'm not sure quite what happened there.
And I don't think Nick does either. But you know what? He didn't bring it with him back to the mound. And that sometimes happens when a bad play happens to a young man, and he goes to the mound. But Nick threw an outstanding six innings for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's been, as a pitcher, he doesn't throw super hard, but he's always around the plate, and he's pretty crafty. And he's done a nice job pitching for us the last couple of years, so I'm pretty proud of him there. And we moved a few guys around today too. I tried, I didn't tell him ahead of time, but I had Eli Gardner at third for the first time since like he was 12.
And, he did well.
He looks pretty solid over there. So you know, like I said, making a few minor adjustments, and we'll see if they're good ones or not. And just keeping moving forward.
Well, we need someone other than Chu to be able to put a bunt down, too, for the playoffs when we get going, right?
Yeah, I really didn't want to bring that up today, but absolutely. And I specifically today was trying to get down more than you think, just to get him in live game action. And, so you'll probably see them, I don't know, not so much in the next couple of days, but next week you'll probably see a few more of those, too, because you know what? Here's the deal. You can practice that all you want. But until you do it live, and you got to get, and it's on me. Some of that's on me, Jack, though, because, you know, usually I'm just go for it. Let's put it down. Well, a couple of our guys who are struggling with that, I let them swing early in the year, and I'm like, okay, I want to work and get them some confidence swinging. And then we got away from you know, getting bunt in game, and then they're struggling to get back to it. And that's on me. So it was something we got to clean up. I 100% agree with you heading forward.
Last thing, Kingsford goes into Marquette and wins tonight 6-3. Trevilian pitched the whole way. So
that means we see Pablo tomorrow.
You're not seeing Trevilian. Well, you weren't going to see him.
No, right? You weren't seeing Trevilian anyway. And everybody's playing games. I still haven't made up my mind what I'm doing for districts. I change my mind every other day with that. So it is what it is. We got to win one game at a time. And you got to win one to play two. And I'm just really frustrated over the Kingsford game. I told the boys, I said, we owe Kingsford one tomorrow. We really got to go in and play well. And I said, we literally gave them that game on Saturday, and I'd like to go and take one tomorrow. So,
all right. Well, go over there. Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet Pablo will throw for them. And
oh, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Who knows? Who knows who's going to throw for you? Put Coach Kleiman out there. And
oh my gosh, yeah. For us, we got Cannon Arndt going tomorrow, and then we got Eli going against Preble on on Wednesday. So, all right. Hey, I'll tell you, that's one thing we do. I think we do pretty well, Jack, is we spread out our pitchers. We have, you know, 7-8 kids who can throw, and there aren't a lot of programs that can get that deep, and I think that helps us long term. I mean, Lenny pitched against Menominee, and he's going to have, I might throw him an inning in relief here in the next day or two, but he's essentially going to have 10 days off before he throws his next real game. And you know, how many teams in the UP that, you know, or in the state that can do, you know, let their guys get some rest during the season. And so I think that's going to bode well for us, I think, going into the playoffs, that we've got rested pitching.
All right, so you're shout-outs?
Boy, we've been doing a lot of interviews. So,
yeah. I'm still upset at you leaving me hanging in Marquette there.
Yeah, Jack, yeah. No. Shout-out to you for hanging in there without me in Marquette. I don't know. I'm glad I didn't come on the radio because I'm not quite sure what I would have said.
Yeah.
That
was one of those we mutually agreed with you. I was like, no point.
That's 3 years in a row, Jack.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't know what it is with Marquette and that field and us. But
it's field.
I don't know. It's just not good. And it's funny how that happens in sports. I've had that in basketball, too, when I was coaching. There's places you go to, you just play poorly. And isn't that weird, too? Other teams you just play, you always seem to play well against. And but anyway, just, you know what, shout out to the kids today for playing good baseball. And like I said, hopefully we can, we've started something today, get some momentum going in the next 2 weeks.
All right, good luck in Kings for tomorrow. I'll be with the girls. They won their games today in Marquette. They don't have a problem winning in Marquette, the girls. 11-1 and 19-3.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. All right, have a good night. Thanks.
All right, man, thank you. It's like, you son of a... Beep! Okay. Scott Hanson, the manager of the Eskimos. That'll do it from here at Al Ness Field. We